2 on the Rocker center fielder. But after this home stretch, and obviously understandable, it's on the road for a little while. Q on the road again. Got 4 games in Michigan, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The 0-2 from Burns. Swing and a miss. Blew him away with a fastball. 2 up, 2 down here in the 5th. Lane Allen 1-for-2 in the ball game. He homered back in the 1st, struck out swinging in the 3rd. Burns looking for a 1-2-3 5th inning. He had a 1-2-3 frame in the 5th against Madison when he entered the fray on Thursday. Righty and righty battle. First pitch, called a strike. We have a tie for the song of the game here at Wooder Field. I think I'm going to break that tie right now. It's the 0-1, missing low and away. I don't know what the tie is between. I know Abby Look, our video board operator and graphic designer, runs the poll for the song of the game. I'm going to give my vote here to try and break that tie. It's the 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike. Burns looking to retire the side 1-2-3. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him swinging. Thomas Burns, just like he did 6 days ago, a 1-2-3. Top of the 5th inning here in Wisconsin Rapids. To the home half we go. It's 3-3 on 97.5 FM at 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is...
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 5th inning here at Wooder Field. We're knotted up at 3 apiece in this Wednesday night battle between the Green Bay Rockers and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the broadcast booth on WFHR, your home for all 70 Raptor games this summer. First pitch to Max McGuire from the left-hander Jagger Edwards, fouled away down the first base side. McGuire, 1-for-2 tonight, has scored a run out of the 3 put up so far. A 1 delivery from the left-hander. Check swing up top. Did he go around on the appeal to first? No, says Henry Schmielwitz down the line. Count evens 1-1. 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors for Green Bay. 3 runs on 7 hits. No errors for your Raptor. The 1-1 delivery coming in here from Edwards, who's worked two scoreless frames so far. Swing and a miss. From Max, it's now 1-2. All three Rafter runs put up in that home half, the first two of them off the bat of McGuire. A duck snort, one out, single to right center, plating two. You also saw Jorge Degatti's RBI double to right. The 1-2. This one fouled straight back by McGuire. We'll do it again. After McGuire, it'll be Aiden Teal and then Jorge Degatti. Saw two runs in the top of the first for Green Bay. A couple of solo shots from Lane Allen and Mullivai Levu. Also saw a solo run brought in the fourth. Mullivai Levu scoring on a sack fly off the bat of Nick Harms. Another 1-2 to McGuire, fouled back. Good fight here from Max to begin this fifth inning. 6:35, first pitch tonight. This game about an hour and a half old. Making pretty good pace so far in terms of the average time of play this summer in the Northwoods League. 1-2 breaking ball works its way from the outside corner to right down the chute for a called third strike. McGuire not thrilled walking back to the dugout, and Aiden Teal will get a shot to face the lefty Edwards for the second time today. Was the first hitter Edwards faced back in the third. Aiden flew out to Peyton Mansfield in left. More Northwoods League action. You mentioned a lot of doubleheaders throughout the day. We get one tomorrow here against Wausau. The first pitch to Teal misses high. Wausau Woodchucks into town. Talked about how last month it was the Madison Mallards. 8 games against Madison in June. It's 8 games against Wausau here in July. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner, called a strike, count evens on Aiden Teal. Along with that fly out to left a couple innings ago, Teal also went down swinging against Dylan Orr, the right-hander who got the nod tonight for Green Bay. 1-1 pitch, chasing away on the outer edge on that one is Teal for strike two. Orr and Krusenberry, the starters here tonight, since it's been Edwards and Burns out of each stable. The 1-2. Not going around on that one is Teal low and away. Count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looking at the Rafters here at home, have talked about their home road splits. They won their 6th game on the road yesterday, in Ashwaubenon. First at Capital Credit of the season. But they've been a significantly better team at home. There's no doubting that. As the 2-2 pitch, backside grounder over to third, and a good amount of backspin on that one. It's gloved by Levu. And thrown to first in time. A 5-3 put out of Aiden Teal is the second out here in this inning. Rafters entering tonight 19-21 through their first 40 games of the season. 13 wins here at home, 6 on the road. You want to look at how good the Rafters have been dating back to June 15th. That was the day before the 14-run home half of inning 6 on Ag Day. They've won 9 of their last 11 home games since then and have outscored opponents 103-76 in those contests. First pitch to Degatti, called a strike. As mentioned, 13-7, the Rafters are here at home, 6-14 away from Winter Field. The 0-1, missing away, count evens at a ball and a strike. One count here on Degatti, who had a big RBI double back in the first. Last time up, Jorge flew out to right field in the third inning. Looking at Cashel Duggar as well in this ball game, having that single an inning ago. Now make it 9 straight games that he's played in where he's been on the bases. 1-1 pitch missing inside. Count now 2-1. Some other streaks entering today's game. Jack Matthew currently on a 10-game on-base streak. Jack currently 0-3 in the contest. 2-1 to Degatti. This one shot back up the middle and through. Jorge Degatti, a multi-hit game. He's got a 2-out single here in the fifth. Owen McElfatrick collected a knock in his last at-bat. It was a 2-out single in the third. Prior to that, Owen a strikeout swinging against Dylan Orr to end the first inning. Rapids in a tie ball game here, looking to go undefeated in the month of July against Green Bay. It's hard to believe it's July 10th and the Rockers and Rafters are already done with their July battles after tonight. They'll see each other 4 times in the 10 regular season games in August. First pitch to McElfatrick in there for a called strike out of the hand of Jagger Edwards. It's an even 4-4-4, 12 games against Green Bay this season. splitting it up pretty cleanly. Raptors see Madison, Wausau, and Green Bay 12 times on the campaign. 8 games with Lakeshore and 8 games with Fond du Lac. As the 0-1 pitch misses high to even it at 1-1. You want to talk about something even more crazy is that the Raptors don't even go to Hare Baker Field this month. They don't even play the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders this month, period. It's the 1-1. This one rolled over on the ground to third. LaVoux gloves, gathers, shuffles across one time, and throws to first to retire the side. Raptors collect a two-out single off the bat of Jorge Degatti, but they leave him on the bases. 5 innings complete here at Winterfield. It's 3-all right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Thomas Burns working a 1-2-3 top of the fifth returns for the top of inning six here at historic Winter Field. 2-3-4 spots due up for Green Bay. First pitch to Dalen Adderley. Squares him up on the back. He'll take his base to begin the inning. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio right back here with you on WFHR, locally grown radio, and the Raptors broadcasting booth. 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Green Bay. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll bring up Mullivy LaVoux. Righty on lefty battle. McGuire holding on the runner at first. First pitch coming into Mullivy. This is up and away for ball one. Jake Bold on deck, then it's Sam Miller. Middle of this rocker order looking to get back in the front and in the driver's seat here. Looking at the rockers entering today, mentioned 1-6, a lone win against Fondi in their first 7 games here in the second half. They've only been outscored by 10 runs, though, in all their second half games, 53-43. They haven't won a game yet on the road in the second half. Similar to the Raptors, they have road woes. 6 wins, 15 losses total on the season away from Capital Credit Union Park. Thump is on the table, though, and we've seen that tonight. They've had 2 solo home runs, both in the first inning, entering today second in the Northwoods League in homers at 44. You know the left-handed hitters love to feast at Capital Credit Union Park. Short porch out in right field. A 2-0 pitch will have to wait a pickoff move to check in on the runner at first base. Still, though, even though it is a short porch, around 280 feet, 285 feet, that is a tall wall to clear. The padded fence and some shipping crates make it difficult for those rocker left-handed hitters. Not as easy as it sounds. Another pickoff prior to the 2-0 and a good move from Burns over to Adderley. All three Rafter runs coming in the bottom of the first inning. Two-run single from Max McGuire and RBI double from Jorge Degatti. Those two homers for Green Bay in the first inning. They also added one in the fourth on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Nick Harms. Burns set. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. High cheddar there from Thomas. LeVue swinging right through it. It's 2-1. 89 there from Burns on that delivery. Looking forward to following the right-hander and seeing what he does in Austin, not only in the fall, but in the upcoming spring. It'll be his sophomore campaign in collegiate baseball. Burns set, leading Adderley. Another move, third move in the plate appearance with the Green Bay second baseman leading off the first. Two balls and a strike. Burns comes set. Seven on the pitch clock, the next delivery. Breaking ball right in there for a called strike. Seen that a lot between the combination that throws these games. Krusenberry and Burns, they'll go off speed a lot when behind in counts. Still trusting their breaking stuff. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. LeVue in the ball game, homered in the first, singled and scored in the fourth. Looking to retire him for the first time in the contest. The next delivery. Missing low and inside, he's worked a full count. LeVue, as mentioned, did not play in either game here at Witter Field Friday and Saturday of last week. It played first base last night in the eighth spot. It moved up five places in the order this evening for Chris Kreplin, and the decision from the field manager who led the Rockers to a championship a summer ago has looked to pay off so far. 3-2 will have to wait. Yet another move. The fourth pickoff move checking in on Adderley here in this battle. See if Adderley gets a good enough jump to take off here on the 3-2. The full count pitch coming in from Burns. Adderley goes on a really good jump, but LeVue fouls it back. Adderley got two hops and a takeoff. Trying to read the moves, and I've said this before, you could count it as A, B, C, or UCLA. I know that was a popular one. For a lot of schools, when they first started, it's all in the tempo and the timing of when a pitcher comes set. You can count out their rhythm based on those cadences. The next 3-2 is halted by a pickoff move to check in on Adderley. That's the fifth time Burns has looked over there. I know that's been a thing as well. The Rafter coaches will get their stopwatches out during warm-up tosses for other teams' pitchers to time out their sets and their tempos. Burns a long pause, the 3-2. This one hit high in the air, right field. Jorge Degatti, though, there to make the grab. Another well-struck ball off the bat of Mullivai LeVue. He's retired for the first out of this inning. Jake Bold, 1-for-2 in the contest. He struck out in the first, singled in the fourth. Look at Bold. An evening ago out of the cleanup spot, singled in the first. He had driven in a run on a ground out to short in that three-run fifth inning for the Rockers. Burns potentially a pitch away from getting out of the inning here if he can induce a ground ball. Another pickoff move giving Adderley a look. Max McGuire's hand has got to be getting tired over there at first base receiving all these pickoff attempts from Burns. Burns peers in. 10 on the pitch clock after nodding in agreement with Cashel Duggar comes set. First pitch to Bold, a fastball in there for a called strike. Rafters and Rockers, Wednesday night baseball at Witter Field. Doesn't get much better than this. Middle of July, this is the peak of the summer. Beautiful weather all day as Adderley not diving back on that pickoff attempt, getting into the bag standing. Had some lovely weather here in the last couple of weeks. Have been trying to dodge the rain. When the Rockers were in town last weekend, the Friday night game started about 30 minutes late due to some rain in the area around the 5 and 6 o'clock hours. The 0-1 to Bold. That one on the inside corner called a strike. Bold's way he sets up, he hangs right over the inside corner. I wouldn't say Anthony Rizzo-esque, but he definitely hovers around the plate a little more than your average right-handed bat. Because of that, calls like that aren't going to go your way. No balls, two strikes the count. Burns will give another look to Adderley over at first base. Way ahead is Burns. We'll see what the decision is here on the 0-2. He goes fastball and it misses up and away. Love to see they're after faithful here tonight as well. A lot of people down below us in the home plate club. Talked about earlier, the Applebee's Kid Zone. Seeing the youngsters slide down the Roscoe the Raptor-themed bouncy house. And a nice craft river. And as well in the rat trap. 1-2 pitch, this one line foul down the first base side. You look at the temperature here at first pitch. Currently it's 75. It's a 73. It's 70s. High today was up to 84. So we look later on in the week, 82 the high tomorrow, 85 on Friday, 87 on Saturday. That's going to be a scorcher here. Or at least early in the afternoon, it's a 6:35 first pitch here at Witterfield, like all night games are. Makes it special that every night game here in Wisconsin Rapids is at the same time. Here comes the 1-2 from Burns. This one bounced in off the glove of Duggar, and a good secondary lead for Adderley allows him to take off and snag second base. Didn't get too far away from Cashel Duggar down the third baseline, but far enough for Adderley to scamper an extra 90 feet. Even count at 2-2. Jake Bold has a runner out in scoring position with one away in this inning. And now time called by Bold in the box, drawing out this battle even longer. When we get to the home half of this sixth inning, Raptors will bring 8-9-1 into the box. Cashel Duggar, Tracer Lopez, and Mason Onati. Just saw Jeremy Brooks remove his mask out in front of home plate, motion up to us here in the press box, and then motion down to the Green Bay dugout. Not sure what that was all about, but we'll hop back in and get back to our regularly scheduled programming here on the 2-2. Burns set. Looks back at second. Adderley hovering off the bag behind him, McElfatrick. The 2-2 fouled straight back by Bold. See Ashton Crocker giving a good jog out there, the bat boy. A fan favorite here in Wisconsin Rapids. Joining the squad just around the middle of June. He is well hoping to provide some good mojo in the dugout for this second half playoff push. Another 2-2 here from Thomas Burns to Jake Bull. Long pause for the righty. 7 on the pitch, clock he fires. Swing and a miss down to the dirt. Bold chasing, drop third. Duggar up behind home plate. Gathers and throws to first in time for the second out. For Burns, his third punch out of the outing. He's thrown an inning and two-thirds now and will face Sam Miller in pursuit of throwing two scoreless out of the Raptors stable tonight. Sam Miller 0-for-1, two plate appearances today. Grounded out to third base back in the first. Put down a sack bunt 2 innings ago. Cashel Duggar jogging out to the mound. We'll have a quick conference with Thomas Burns on how they want to approach the shortstop here. Raptor fans, throughout the entire summer and the second half of the season, if you're looking for something to do this season when the Raptors are away from Winterfield, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mound meeting adjourned at the hill between the Raptor backstop and the 6'4 right-hander Thomas Burns. Middle of the rubber, Thomas set. The first pitch home to Sam Miller. This one, a fastball shot in the air, foul. That'll clear the entire stadium down the first baseline. Count begins 0-1. K Count 0-1 on Miller, his third trip to the plate here tonight. Earns a lengthy pause. 12 on the pitch clock. Got plenty of time to operate with here. This one missing up and away. Three-three the score if you're just tuning in here in the top of the sixth inning. A lot of Raptors versus Rockers action early in the second half. This is our eighth game in the second half and our fourth in the second half against Green Bay. 3-0 against the Rockers are the Raptors. It's the 1-1 shot in the air foul down the first baseline. Four wins, three losses for Wisconsin Rapids here in the second half. Three of those wins against Green Bay. They split with Madison in the home-and-home on July 3rd and 4th and dropped the home-and-home Sunday, Monday, the 7th and 8th against the Wausau Woodchucks. One of those being a 20-3 contest, unfortunately, at Athletic Park, and the other a 4-2 heartbreaker here at home on Monday night. A ball and two strikes, Burns set the payoff home. Breaking ball in there for a called third strike. Burns collects a couple of punch-outs to get out of the inning and stranding the leadoff man that he hit, Dalen Adderley. Head to the home half of inning six. Once again, Duggar, Lopez, and Onati do up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants.
Camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
.891 due up for the Raptors here in the home half of inning six at Witter Field. 3-3 the score. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Green Bay Rockers is the right-hander, number 35, Charlie Adamson. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio. Your one-stop shop for all 70 games this summer right here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. 1-0 pitch to Cashel Duggar, rolled over on the ground right side. Adderley gloves and throws to first in time. Three shutout innings for Jagger Edwards out of the Rocker pen here tonight. He allowed three hits, did not walk a Raptor hitter, and struck out two on 52 pitches. Adamson from the University of Hawaii, a Malibu, California native. College teammates with Kyle Dobbins. Standing in at 6'5", this is Adamson's second appearance here in the Northwoods League and with Green Bay. The 1-0 pitch to Tracer Lopez. Should say first pitch to Lopez. 0-1. So that one fouled back to the screen. Three innings of one-run ball in his debut at home against Fond du Lac on July 7th. An 11-2 Rocker win, their lone win of the second half so far. He allowed three hits, did not walk a Doc Spider hitter, and struck out one on 13 pitches. Tracer Lopez throws his hands out on this 1-1 pitch and drops a bloop single in the perfect spot to left field. Second hit of the ball game for Tracer Lopez. Flips it back to the top of the order with Mason Onati. Mason Onati, a two-hit game as well for the Powell, Ohio native. Singled in each of the first two innings. Scored in the first, was left on base in the second. Last time up, struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. Lopez leading off first, being held on by Mateo Matthews. That base hit from Tracer, the ninth hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch misses high for ball one to Onati. Two runs in the top of the first for Green Bay. The Raptors responded with three in the home half. The game-tying run pushed across by the Rockers in the top of inning four. Nearly two-thirds of the way home here. The right-hander Adamson set the 1-0 to Onati, misses low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Onati in search of his third hit of the contest. Adamson with nine on the pitch clock comes set. The next delivery. This is low and away. 3-0 now on Onati. Onati spent his freshman season at Tulane. Did not see any action, though. Prior to Tulane, Olentangy High School, Olentangy Liberty out in Ohio. All-state, all-district, and all-conference honors three times as a high school baseball player. As the 3-0 pitch misses low and away for ball four. Lopez to second, Onati aboard for the third time tonight on a four-pitch free pass. Here in the bottom of the sixth, and it'll bring up Chris Arroyo. Chris Arroyo drew a seven-pitch walk back in the first and scored his hit by a pitch in the second. Prior to this battle, though, Ford Ladd, the pitching coach for Green Bay, making a trip out to the hill. Raptor fans, your place to stay here in the month of July when you come in from out of town to watch the team is none other than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're all covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Arroyo in the ballgame looking to reach for a third time. Raptors in search of their fifth win as well here in this second half. Looking more across the Northwoods League. High scoring affair right now in Warner Park. Fond du Lac and Madison going at it. Mentioned the finals earlier. It's the first pitch to Arroyo in there for a called strike. We got extra innings in the seven-inning doubleheader in Kalamazoo. 11-11, Lakeshore and the Growlers going at it. Bottom eight at Homer Stryker Field. A one the count. First base side of the rubber for Adamson. This one swung on and missed. Off-speed delivery there from the University of Hawaii product. It's nothing in two. Final in Northwoods League softball, the lacrosse team taking down the Minot Honeybees on the road. 7-3, the final from Corbett Field. Onati off first, Lopez off second, nobody holding either runner, the focus being on Arroyo in the left-handed batter's box right now. The 0-2 fouled straight back. Bottom eight, Traverse City hosting Royal Oak, the pit spitters leading the Leprechaun 6-3. Game two of that doubleheader. 5-5, top eight in the state capital, the 2-5 second half Fond du Lac Dock Spiders all knotted up with the 5-2 second half Madison Mallards. No balls, two strikes again coming in here from Charlie Adamson to Chris Arroyo. This one smashed in the air, right center field. This one is going to one-hop the wall. Lopez is in to score. Onati getting the green light behind him. It is a two-run, one-out double from Chris Arroyo here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Raptors lead it 5-3. Raptors have claimed the lead right back here in the bottom of inning number six. It's been an impressive early tenure here in Wisconsin Rapids for the University of Virginia commit. Jack Matthew 0 for 3 in the ball game, looking to change his fortune right here. With Arroyo on second, Adderley working in behind him. 8 on the pitch clock, still yet to come set is Adamson. He does here. Pitch to Matthew, missing low in the dirt, blocked by Bold. 5-4 in Illinois, the Rockford Rivets, 6-1 so far in 7 second-half games, lead the 1-6 Kokomo Jackrabbits in the bottom of inning number 6. Lacrosse picked up their first win of the second half yesterday. They currently lead the Duluth Huskies at Copeland Park, 6-1 in the bottom of the 6th. Game 2 of that doubleheader in Iowa, Riverfront Stadium, the Bucks taking down the Border Cats in Game 1, 12-9 as the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Matthew, and off-speed delivery from Adamson makes it 1-1. Currently, it's all Border Cats in Iowa, 5-0. 5 runs on 3 hits, no errors. The Bucks out hitting the Border Cats with 4 knocks in the ballgame. 1-1 the count. Adamson set, taking off for third is Arroyo. This one missing inside, nearly hitting Matthew. Gets back to the screen. Arroyo will end up on third. Another run potentially for Rapids, just 90 feet away. 5-4 in Kenosha. The Kingfish a slow start to their second half entering tonight. At 1-6, they lead the 3-4 Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Top 8, 5-4. Doubleheaders galore as well. We got St. Cloud and Wilmar hosting. Now the entire infield in for Green Bay. The 2-1 to Matthew. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground, foul down the third baseline. St. Cloud leading Bismarck in the top of the 7th at their home yard at Joe Faber Field, 2-1. ESPN Plus, Bill Taunton Stadium, bottom 5, the Wilmar Stingers. Winning the first half, they trail the Minot Hot Tots 7-3. Last but certainly not least, top 7 at Carson Park in Eau Claire, the Express trailing the Rochester Honkers 9-5. 2-2 to Matthew, this one in on the hands, it's fisted on the right side of the infield, and because of the infield being drawn in, it's going to find its way through for an RBI single. Arroyo in to score, it is 6-3 Rats, a 3-run bottom half of the 6th inning. The home Rats are back and are on full display. Still one down, and it's Max McGuire. Double-digit hits for the Rafters now thanks to those knocks from Arroyo and Matthew. 11 hits in the ball game. Max McGuire in this contest is 1-3. First pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. McGuire's two-run single. In the bottom of the first, he later scored. He got the scoring started for Rapids in this nightcap. The 0-1. This one rolled over on the ground, third base. Foul ball, though. LeVou fielding behind the bag. Count now nothing and two here on the Rapids first baseman. Down in the hole, 0-2 is McGuire. Getting back into the right-handed batter's box. We'll do battle here and fight off anything close from the new pitcher into the ballgame for Green Bay, Charlie Adamson. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. McGuire chasing on that one. It's a 3-pitch punch-out for the second out of this frame. Aiden Teal 0-3 in the ballgame thus far. Truck out swinging in the first. Flew out to left field in the third and grounded out to third base in his last at-bat just an inning ago in the bottom of the 5th. Righty on lefty battle, first pitch. Missing outside, a delayed steal from Jack Matthew. The throw down to second is not in time. Back-to-back games where Jack Matthew has been heads up and alert on the bases. He's in scoring position with two down here in this 6th inning. And it's an RBI chance. Nice start to the second half for the UVA Cavalier looking to extend the Rafters' lead. They put up 3 so far in this bottom of inning 6. The 1-0. Rolled over on the ground, foul down the first baseline, count evens 1-1. When we get to the top of the 7th, unsure if it's another inning of Thomas Burns. Whoever's out on the mound, they'll get the 6, 7, 8 spots in the rocker order. Nick Harms, Mateo Matthews, and Peyton Mansfield. Looking to chip away now at the lead that Green Bay at one point had, but has now lost after this tie game in the bottom of the 6th inning. Has shifted back in the Raptors' favor. 1-1, bounced in. That one squared up the umpire, Jeremy Brooks. pretty hard. He falls like a box of rocks behind home plate. Pass ball, unable to block that one, was Bold, and taking off to third was Jack Matthey. Count now 2-1. Jeremy Brooks quickly upstanding and moving around. You now see Chris Krepling, the field manager for Green Bay, out of the dugout, comforting him as well. The athletic training team here in Wisconsin Rapids as well out of the rafter dugout to give a look to the crew chief and the home plate umpire. 6-3 if you're just joining us. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Green Bay. 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 pitchers used in the ballgame so far for the rafters, Cruz and Berry and Burns. Orr, Edwards, and now Adamson on the hill for Green Bay. This is an extended look out here for Chris Brooks. Wonder where that got him. Definitely got him up top near the chest protector underneath the neck, and I think they're checking as well his line of sight and his vision to see if that affected him in the head at all. See Ashton Crocker, the bath boy, providing a cup of water here for our home plate umpire. The Raptors may want to make sure he's all right. Nearly two-thirds of the way home here tonight against Green Bay, wrapping out this home-and-home series. And a round of applause here for Jeremy Brooks, appearing to be all right, and he'll get back behind home plate for this 2-1 pitch. A nice round of applause here for the fans in attendance at Witter Field tonight for our home plate umpire. 2 balls and a strike, the count on Aiden Teal, 2 down. Raptors have put up a 3 spot so far in this inning. Infield in regular depth, the 2-1 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed by Teal. It's now 2-2. Jorge Degatti in the on-deck circle, Owen McElfatrick to follow. The 2-2 to Teal. This one hit high in the air, deep right field, back at the wall, Harms, it is gone! Aiden Teal leaves the yard again here in Wisconsin Rapids, and it is 8-3 Raptors. And he does it again against rocker pitching, does Aiden Teal. Make it a 5-run bottom of the 6th inning here at Witter Field tonight. Bases are empty now for Jorge Degatti. 355 feet off the bat of Teal. No doubt about it, to right field. First pitch to Degatti. Ripped on the ground. That'll clear the 5-6 hole into left field for a base hit. How about these Rats here in the bottom of the 6th inning? They have now sent 9 to the plate. Chris Krepling out of the dugout. He's seen enough here from Charlie Adamson in this inning. 5 runs, still a runner on, and still 2 down. Here in the 6th, Owen McElfatrick will face the new pitcher in the ballgame when we return. 8-3 Rats right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey."
New pitcher in the ballgame for Green Bay is the right-hander from the University of Hawaii, Kyle Dobbins. We're in the midst of a five-run bottom of the sixth inning, 8-3 Raptors, leading the Green Bay Rockers at historic Witter Field. First pitch from Dobbins to Owen McElfatrick. This is low for ball one. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio, back here with you on WFHR. The highlight in this frame, a two-run homer for Aiden Teal, his second with the club. 1-0. Another off-speed from Dobbins, missing low in the zone for ball two. Two-thirds of an inning for Charlie Adamson. Five hits allowed, a walk and a punch out. Thus far on the hook for all five runs and on the hook for Degatti at first base. Ninth hitter in the inning right now is McElfatrick. The 2-0 from Dobbins, a fastball darted on the outside corner, and it's called a strike. Dobbins throwing in his 10th ball game of the summer, a 3-1 record and 24 innings pitched so far for the 6'6 junior. He's thrown against the Raptors two other times this season, once at home, once here at Witter. 2-1 breaking ball, missing low and away. Count now 3-1 on the Northwestern Wildcat, Owen McElfatrick. Third of an inning in that July 6th game for Dobbins against Wisconsin Rapids. Not only the last time he faced the Raptors, but the last time he pitched in general. As the 3-1. Fastball missing low for ball four. McElfatrick, a five-pitch walk. The Raptors have hit around here in the sixth inning. We bring up Cashel Duggar for the second time. Duggar began the inning with a ground out to the second baseman, Dalen Adderley, on a 1-0 count. Dobbins, in that third of an inning that he threw in the 10-6 Raptor win on July 6th, allowed four hits, five earned runs. He walked two and did not strike out one and faced eight hitters. Right and lefty battle, two aboard here for the Raptors, looking to add even more onto their booyah inning. Tardy on that fastball is Duggar, swinging right through it to make it 0-1. Dobbins, a 7.5 ERA in his 24 innings pitched entering tonight, a whip of a 1.83. Prior to the last outing here at Rapids, he threw in Michigan against Royal Oak at the end of the first half on June 30th. 3 1/3 against the Leprechauns, allowing six hits and three earned runs. The 0-1 pitch, a fastball missing low to Duggar for ball, should say for ball one, 1-1 our count now. Raptors continue to have at least one inning at home every series or every homestand or practically every night at this point where they hit around and played at least five. A lot of booyah innings here at Witter Field this summer. 1-1 pitch, foul back by Duggar. It's now 1-2. And for those who are tuning in or saying, what the heck is a booyah inning? It's a little giveaway we do here at Witter Field, partnered with Caribou Coffee. And the Raptors plate five in an inning. A random section gets a free cup of coffee courtesy of the company. And well, there's been a lot of free coffee given out at Witter Field this season. One ball, two strikes, two outs on the Castle Pines, Colorado native Cashel Duggar. Dobbins set the payoff home. We'll have to wait. He steps off the back of the mound, looks at second over at Jorge Degatti. Tracer Lopez on deck, top of the order with Mason Onati to follow. Nobody holding on either runner. That's Degatti on second, McElfatrick on first. Dobbins is 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away, not biting in the dirt there was Duggar. Count evens 2-2. Duggar 1-for-3 in general in the ballgame. He singled in the third. Dobbins peers into his catcher, Jake Bolt, with five on the pitch clock. Comes set, 2-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away. That kicks off the bottom of the shin guard of Jake Bolden and rolls all the way to the backstop. Degatti to third, McElfatrick to second. It is a full count on Cashel Doggett. There is a spot to put him on first. But Dobbins in danger of loading the bases. Already in a five-run inning. Get loud, sign up here on the video board at Witter Field. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two ducks on the pond for the UCLA Bruin, Cashel Duggar. Dobbins comes set. He brings it home. This one shot up the middle, Adderley to his backhand in shallow center. The second baseman gloves and throws to first in time. It was dug out by Mateo Matthews to retire the side. Duggar begins the inning with a 4-3 putout, and he ends the inning in the same regard. The Raptors send 10 to the plate here in the bottom of inning number 6 and score 5 times. A 2-run homer for Aiden Teal is his second of the season. We'll return for the 7th, 2/3 of the way home. Thomas Burns back out on the mound momentarily on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top 7 following a huge 5-run bottom of the 6th inning here at Witter Field. 8-3 the score, the Rafters leading the Rockers on WFHR. First pitch to Nick Harms from Thomas Burton, swung on and missed for strike one. Andy Ockham back here with you in the Witterfield press box, bringing good vibes after the Raptors plate 5 in the home half of the 6th inning. Aiden Teal, a 2-run blast to cap out the 5 runs, his second of the season. A 1 pitch, hit on a line to first. There's Max McGuire there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. 10 cent to the plate in the home half of the 6th for Wisconsin Rapids. Cashel Duggar began the inning with a ground out to second base and ended the inning in the same way. 3 runs on 5 hits, no runs for the visiting Rockers. 8 runs on 13 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Out of the 7th spot, Mateo Matthews, the first baseman from Chino, California, and Wagner College, is 0-for-2 today. First pitch breaking ball from Burns, swung on and missed, 0-1 the count. Matthews, a 6-3 double play that he hit into in his first at-bat in the 2nd, flew out to right field to end the 4th. Burns is 0-1. Another off-speed delivery, missing low and inside. Count evens 1-1 on the left-handed hitting Matthews. 4 left-handed bats in the lineup for Chris Kreplin's Rockers tonight. LeVou, Harms, Matthews, and Tanaka. The 1-1. This one, broken bat, grounder. Over to third base, a swinging bunt. Gloved by Onati, the throw to first, not in time. Down in the dirt, it gets away from McGuire, taking off for second as Matthews. This one ending up near the tarp down the right field line, but when Mateo will stay put at the second base bag. See how it's scored. I believe it's going to go down as an infield single. A real awkward play from Matthews, and he advances on the errant throw. Peyton Mansfield with a runner in scoring position out of the eighth spot will step in. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Peyton Mansfield, the beer batter here tonight, a Jacksonville State University product. 0 for 2. He did strike out in his first at-bat to end the second inning. Some discounted beverages. Beer and root beer floats here at Witter Field. Ran through the end of that second inning, and he also flew out to left field and Chris Arroyo to begin the fifth. Righty on righty battle. Burns set out of the stretch. First pitch to Mansfield. This is up and in for ball one. As you look to the on-deck circle, it is Makani Tanaka making his Northwoods League and Green Bay debut out of the ninth spot as the team's center fielder tonight. Ball and no strikes the count. Burns set his next delivery home. Breaking ball, tapped down in front of the mound. Another swinging bunt. Burns will field an underhand flip to first in time. It's a 1-3 put out of Peyton Mansfield. Advancing to third is Mateo Matthews. Those could be some rain clouds out in the distance. It says in the forecast and radar there could be some light rain here in the next hour in the Rapids area. Should not be a delay, but if there is for whatever reason, we'll keep you updated, and we hope to get the ball game in here tonight on WFHR. Two outs, runner on third for Makani Tanaka. 0 for 2. His first two Northwoods League at-bats have not gone according to plan. Saddleback College product has gone down swinging twice, those being in innings 3 and 5. The first pitch from Burns to Tanaka. This is low and inside on a fastball for ball one. No error distributed there on that ground ball and a broken bat from Mateo Matthews. It's going down as an infield single. The 1-0. Breaking ball, missing up and away. Two balls, no strikes. The count now on the Green Bay center fielder. Top of the order, Lane Allen in the on-deck circle for Green Bay. Burns out of the windup, working from behind of the count, gets his signs from Cashel Duggar. He goes fastball and it misses low and in. When we get to the home half of the seventh, 9-1-2, due up for Rapids. Lopez, Onati, and Arroyo, all left-handed bats. Here against this Green Bay bullpen, we'll see if it's still Kyle Dobbins. It would make a lot of sense if it is. Came in to get the final outs on 11 pitches in that long sixth inning. 3-0 fastball painted on the outer third, called a strike. Charlie Adamson's line is finalized. Two-thirds of an inning, five hits, five runs, all earned as the 3-1 pitch. Soft tapper on the ground, right side, McElfatrick charging in, gloves to first. Oh, and McElfatrick, smooth as butter to retire the side. Raptors get out of it, a scoreless top of the seventh. They lead it 8-3. Heading to the home half, it's stretch time here at Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fence?